Your agency has to review its progress in meeting strategic goals every year under the GPRA Modernization Act of 2010. Chris Mim is Managing Director for Strategic Issues at the Government Accountability Office, looking at a few best practices from six major departments, and says your agency can learn a thing or two from them. Chris, thanks for being on the program. Congratulations on this work. How did you choose the six agencies that you looked at in this work? Thanks for your time today.
Well, it's my pleasure, Francis, and it's great to talk to you with you and your listeners again. We looked at six agencies, as you mentioned: USDA, Education, Homeland Security, HUD, EPA, and NASA. And we chose these based on a variety of factors. First is that we were looking for, did their strategic objectives seem to align with the issues that we had identified in our work on fragmentation, overlap, and duplication, which I know you're very familiar with, or our high-risk series? How did they respond, or how did their managers respond on surveys that we had been doing about the usefulness and use of performance information? And then since we were looking to identify good practice, since this was the first year of this of the requirement for these strategic objective reviews, we also asked OMB as to help us identify some agencies that they thought were really in the lead on this. And so this combination of factors got us down to these six agencies.
So with among those six agencies, you found seven best practices that you write in this report. Agencies can employ these to facilitate effective strategic reviews. And also these best practices illustrated aspects of those practices through examples from the strategic review processes conducted at those agencies. Let's talk about each one of these. The first is establish a process for conducting strategic reviews. I guess there are some people who would read this and think this one's a duh. Of course, that's what you have to do, but you got to start somewhere, I suppose.
Yeah, you have to start somewhere, and I'm aware also of the irony of talking about outcomes and the first practice being established a process on this. But the importance of that is that, and I think OMB had this right, when they said that we're looking to integrate these strategic reviews into existing processes, and we understand that agencies use to look at the outcomes and develop their budgets and think about evidence, and we also understand that agencies will need to tailor a process that fits their own individual needs. And so what we were just saying is recognizing that there isn't going to be a one-size-fits-all. That still means that you need to be diligent and think about exactly how you're going to do this, how you're going to get the top leadership involvement and attention on that. And that's one of the things that we profiled was NASA. We thought did a real good job on that in involving the chief operating officer, involving senior leadership, and making sure that they were really spending the time and looking at the evidence to see how NASA was doing on its strategic objectives.
The second one is clarifying and clearly defining measurable outcomes for each strategic objective. That is setting ahead of time exactly what the expectations are so that you know success when you see it. That's what that sounds like to me.
Absolutely. I mean, the and part of this, what it gets to is the placement of strategic objectives and kind of the hierarchy of federal goals. Each of our agencies has these broad strategic goals, kind of the enduring sets of outcomes and accomplishments that we want to achieve. And then, of course, we have the annual performance goals that the agency priority goals are part of that too. The so-called APGs. What the strategic objectives are to do are to be the ones that are in between that. That is, they are the outcomes, the big results that we want to achieve. And so we have to make sure that the agency spend the time to really get to those and define those outcomes in meaningful ways that both they and citizens and Congress and stakeholders will understand. What's going to be this will help them get to the return on investment issue.
The third one is reviewing the strategies and other factors that influence the outcomes and determine which are most important. You've got a great example here from the Food and Nutrition Service at USDA.
Yeah, we think they did a very nice job, and certainly your listeners will be very familiar with kind of the approach to performance management of using logic models of kind of the inputs and the activities and the outputs and the outcomes. What strategic objective reviews, in a sense, are designed to do is almost stand that on its head, to start with the outcome and begin to start saying, what are the various factors that influence that outcome? Where do we as the agency play into that? And presumably our programs will be a big contributor to that outcome, but who else is in there, and what are the other factors, and to what extent can we work with them in order to achieve the results? So it's trying to get an enterprise-wide perspective on the outcomes that government is trying to achieve. And as you mentioned, FNS did a very nice job on that.
Chris Mim of the Government Accountability Office looking at practices for effective agency strategic reviews, and there's a link to his team's work at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon. The fourth out of the seven best practices that you identify here is identifying and including key stakeholders in the review. What I thought was striking about your work is that you're not just suggesting briefings every once in a while.
Absolutely. And this is, I mean, if we're If you take the preceding one, which is that we need to be thinking about the factors and who influences this outcome, that means there's going to be other actors that do that. In many cases, it'll be other federal agencies, as our work on fragmentation, overlap, and duplication has shown. In some cases, it's going to be at the state and local level, other sectors that are going to be involved. You need to figure out, our view was, a way in which to involve their perspective into the strategic review process. Now, most of the agencies did, or all six of the agencies, did a very nice job in involving internal stakeholders. We still think there's plenty of opportunities. This is a common theme of ours across an awful lot of the federal management, of greater transparency in involving non-agency stakeholders, that is, people from other agencies, people from state and local governments, making sure that they get their perspective on that. On the positive side, HUD did a good job in involving, just, if not the individually or personally, at least the work of the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness, to better understand how those programs contribute to HUD's goal to try and reducing or eliminating homelessness.
The fifth best practice that you identify, Chris, is identifying and assessing evidence related to strategic objective achievement. Tell me about that one, please.
Yeah, this is part of that whole general theme that I know you and I have talked about when we talk about those quarterly reviews that agencies are to be doing on their agency priority goals. It's part of the government by Moneyball. It's part of the pay for success bonds, which is, by the way, we have a report coming out on that in just a few weeks. It's an attempt to try and make sure that we're really working the evidence and thinking very hard about what does the data show us, what are the gaps that we have in terms of the data, and then how do we go about getting better data if we need it in order to make sure that we're better able to identify improvement opportunities, know where we stand. And so what this is about is making sure that the agencies are thinking expansively about the data that includes scientific studies, academic research, GAO products, IG products, others, and not just their own performance information.
The next one is to assess effectiveness in achieving strategic objectives and identify actions needed to improve implementation and impact. And that sounds, if I could paraphrase it, maybe I'm wrong, but it sounds to me like what you're suggesting is every once in a while, take a look at what you're doing and make sure you're on the right track.
That's exactly what it is. If you've done these other five, you've have a clear goal, you have management involvement, you have your stakeholders there, you've thought about the evidence. This is the one in which you start pinpointing improvement opportunities, changing courses where you need to, or doubling down if things are going well.
And the last one is to develop a process to monitor progress on needed actions. In the wake of the other six, if we're building all of these each on top of the other, the seventh one sounds like a no-brainer and sounds like one that should be easy and happy to pull off, because you'll see successful results.
I'd agree with you that it's a no-brainer. We found that it's not necessarily easy to pull off, though, and that is there's a tendency all too often in a sense to, okay, we've kind of answered the question, or at least answered what we think was the question. This is a yearly event. Let's return to it in another year and see how we're doing. Things aren't going to happen, or if that's the only way in which they did it. This is consistent with kind of the quarterly performance reviews that are needed as well on the agency priority goals. It's making sure that you're not just waiting until next year to see how things are doing.
Okay, I agree with that. And the way I was thinking about it was, once we've already achieved the level of outcome that we want, we're going to continue that self-examination kind of on an obvious basis. And so I see what you're getting at about thinking about it consciously and making sure it continues instead of just saying, okay, we're good, we'll look again in a year.
Absolutely. And that takes you right back up into the first practice about making sure that you have the leadership and the process in place.
So my takeaway from all of these, Chris, and one of the reasons that I think this work is useful, is that rather than focusing on things that are not working right, you had a body of work from among these six agencies where I think if I go through the whole report, if I check them off right, each of the six, you were able to cite something at some point that they were doing among these seven very, very well, sufficiently well for them to be an example for other agencies to follow. That's great, I think.
Yeah, this is exactly what we were trying to do. OMB was very clear in rolling these out, that the strategic objective reviews, that they were looking at a maturity model type of approach. They recognized, and as did we in going in on this, that everyone's not going to get it right in the first year. So we wanted to go in and say, let's look at some of the people that seem to be doing it well. Let's look at how it aligns with some of our work. Let's find out what's working. And then there'll be plenty of time later on to go and make recommendations to agencies if they're falling short.